This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
I don't think I need to do any introduction. You know what it is. It is Language Corner, and it is time to gather, and we do a roll call quickly, check who's here, and check who's absent. And of course, if you've been absent from Language Corner, then you are quite far behind, because if I'm not mistaken, this is our fourth lesson with Dr. Letswalo. And of course, we have done quite a number of these, and we have learned the number system in Sipedi. We have learned the months of the year, the days of the week, food, the history of the language as well. So today, work with me, because I need you to put questions to Dr. Letswalo as part of this class. I'll try not be the driver of the conversation, just in case there are certain things that you've been wanting to ask Dr. Letswalo, because sometimes I put the questions and then we at times run out of time to make sure that we are able to deal with some of these. Of course, in the last lesson that we did, because I diligently take notes as a good student, Tsepo had called in to ask about the relationship between Botswana and Bapedi, and Dr. Letswalo said, no, we don't have enough time to deal with this. Let us start off with it when we do the next session. Dr. Letswalo, good morning. Welcome to Power Talk.
Power.
Thank you very much, and I'm indeed on their behalf, Gail Dumedisa Lina. Dr. Letswalo, we spoke and you said let's park that question by Tsepo, and I'm going to open the lines on 0861-987-000 so that this segment, because it is our last lesson on Sipedi together, that our listeners be part and parcel of driving the conversation and the points of interest that they would like you to touch on and raise with them. Tsepo asked the relationship between Botswana and Bapedi. You said let's park this for this week. Perhaps that is a good place to start.
Pele ke araba putiso ya Tsepo ere ke thome ka go reta le go leboga me Notlolo Grootboom ka mushumo wa bona o ba o dirilego. Ge re ba lebelela re bona e le mothopo o mogolo wa dipolelo tsa rena tsa Setlogo. They are the well and the fountain of our indigenous languages, and looking at them, they are the ones who made us to fall in love with our indigenous languages. Those are the people who made us love our languages, and we owe it to them to continue using our languages and making sure that these languages continue to develop.
Absolutely.
Yes. So coming to Tsepo's question, historically, we were all referred to as the Sotho's. And the name Sotho, there are two versions of how the name came to be. The first one was when the Nguni people looked at us, They looked at our cultural practice, and they saw the way in which our attire used to be. Our attire used to have knots, so they were referring to us as Abeshuntu, from the phrase ukushunta, to make a knot. So, but the Sotho group, they say that the name Basotho comes from the color of the skin, brown, because brown in Sotho is Sotho. Okay. In Sipedi is Sotho. So they named themselves as people who are brown in complexion, and the Basotho. And when I'm saying Basotho, I'm not referring to the Southern Sotho one. Yeah. I'm referring to the three ethnic groups. So the Basotho originally, their origin is traced from Bafokeng and Bahurutse. And the Bafokeng and Bahurutse are the oldest tribes of the Basotho. Mm. So you find traces of Bafokeng and Bahurutse in all the three groups, Sepedi, Sesotho, and Botswana. So Bapedi come as a result of marriage between a descendant of Bahurutse and Bafokeng. Mm. So Chief Tabane, who is the descendant of Bahurutse, got married to Matulari, who is a daughter in the Bafokeng. So that's where the Bapedi came from. And in Southern Sotho, you find Batswaneng, who are actually Bahurutse, but when they moved away from Bahurutse, they decided to call themselves Batswaneng. Mm. So the relationship come from, it's a blood relationship that comes from Bafokeng and Bahurutse.
Yeah.
So I'm not actually in history, so I had to go back and dust some books that I've put away.
Yeah.
Because my focus is on the language itself.
Yes, yes.
Not on the historical.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
But thank you so much for doing that work. In fact, I was reading a book on the life of Nkgopotse Tiro, and I mean, he's of the Bahurutse tribe, and there's a significant town that keeps coming up there, Dinokana. Is there anything that you know about the centrality of this town and whether it has indeed any artifacts that talk to the development of the civilization, if we were to call it that, without using civilization in very derogatory terms, but the development of the civilization of some of the Basotho people, Bapedi people?
Unfortunately, I do not have much information, but linguistically, the Basotho are said to come from the Great Lakes, descending down to Botswana and coming somewhere, going in Namibia, and some coming into South Africa, and as they were crossing the rivers, then because river in Sesotho, in Sepedi, in Setswana, is called Noka. Mm. So you find traces of that linguistic similarity. So you'll find a section called Dunokaneng in an area of Bapedi. You'll find a section called Dunokaneng in the area of Botswana and Basotho, because the naming practices between the three groups, it's similar, and they try to keep the historical ties by continuing with the namings. That's why you find the names of people and the same names being similar, even the totems and the clan names amongst the three groups are similar. There are traces of Bafokeng, Bakwena, and Bataung in all the groups.
No, absolutely. That line is 0861-987-000 if you want to put a question or comment to Dr. Letswalo as we wrap up the series of really learning about Sepedi, Bapedi, various aspects of the language and the culture and how all of this ties in. Dr. Letswalo, I remember from some of the tweets I received in the last few weeks, some people quite interested to know where can they find literature on Sepedi, whether they are trying to do a refresher, how easily available is that literature, what are some of the works that you yourself have worked on, and where can people access those?
Many of the literature that are there in our indigenous languages can be found. There's a portal online called NetD Portal. NetD Portal.
So is just that NETD or?
Yes, NETD Portal.
Okay.
Yes. So that portal is home to a lot of literature of people who study at various universities, and then they when they graduate and publish their thesis in their respective universities, and collectively from all universities, they contribute to this portal.
Okay.
So yeah, many of the literature it's found there, and they are a search guidance on how to search particular literature that you might be looking for, and obviously in libraries. There are some Africana sections where people can get literature that relates to African knowledge, indigenous knowledge systems and such.
Okay, I will definitely be sure to repeat that. NetD portal being that online portal where you can search for some of the literature. What have you worked on, Dr. Litswalo, that could enhance people's understanding of the language? And I mean, where can they find that work besides just on the NetD portal?
So currently I was working on a project that looked at gender and language. Particularly looking at how language, in particular, you perpetuate the differences of gender through music, and looking at manyalo songs, because when you listen to manyalo songs, you will realize that there's still some entrenchment of the patriarchal system, and also the oppressiveness of system that exists in our society. And what I've realized is that a lot of us, we just listen to the rhythm of those wedding songs, but we don't actually pay attention to the lyrics.
What the content is saying to us.
Yes, because immediately when I start to interpret the lyrics of the songs to some of the people, and they start to say, actually, I was not focusing on the lyrics, and it's surprising what we are dancing to.
And we are happy about. Do you have an example of a song, Dr. Litswalo, that you have in mind?
Yes, there's a popular song which says, which means a woman is a hatchling, and you a chick of a bird.
Mm.
So you have to go out and hunt for her. So that takes away the independence of a woman as a being when we are looking into gender studies, because nowadays we are working on women empowerment. And if we say that, because you find that part of the lyrics, it says that the woman is complaining to the mother and say that this man promised that he's going to take care of me, but he's no longer doing that. So the song depicts a woman as a person who solely relies on a man for living. So the study tries to make an awareness to the composers of wedding songs that they should actually be agents of change in our societies.
Okay, let me take Rakgoshi. Rakgoshi, good morning.
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. I wanted to put a question to Dr. Litswalo.
Go ahead.
Or regarding the three tribes is talking about, the Zwanas, the Bedis, and the Sotus. Which one is the first? Because I heard Babedi is like Basotho, Babobedi is like they're coming from Basotho. So they are the second sort of Basotho. Which one is the first tribes? And regarding the Great Lakes and so forth, where can I get the info to read further if there is such?
Okay. All right, we'll put that
to
Dr. Litswalo?
There is no trace, as I mentioned, that the oldest clan, when we're looking at who actually is the first, we do not look at Botswana, Bapedi, and Basotho. We are looking at the clans. And as I mentioned, that literature shows that Bafokeng and Bahurutse are the oldest clans that the literature has traced. Not that they are the first, but they are the oldest. So the names of Bapedi and Basotho and Botswana came after. The naming came after, but we're looking at the clans that are said to be the oldest among those which exist nowadays, Bafokeng and Bahurutse. And you find that Bapedi come from the descendants of Bahurutse and Bafokeng. Yes.
Okay.
And if like there's a study by Dr. Munyakane, a thesis by Dr. Munyakane from UNISA. She speaks about the cultural, social, and political similarities of the three groups. So, if people want to get more information about the similarities and the differences between these groups, I can recommend that they look at that study. It's on the repository of UNISA.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the cultural and social and political similarities of the Sotho's. So that study contains more information about this.
Dr. Letswalo, do I still have you?
Yes, okay. I was saying that the study contains more information if people want to know about the origins of the clans.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now I've got you. Stuart, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, how are you?
Good, thanks, good, thanks. I just wanted to pose a question to Dr. Letswalo.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, this is based on Botswana clans, and Botswana clan, not about Botswana specifically. And I guess during those times, they were migrating, searching for a better life and all that stuff back in the days. I overheard people having, you know, we're talking with some elders that it seems as if Botswana, obviously they wouldn't originate from Botswana, but they came from the north and they specifically mentioned Tanzania. And they ended up migrating down south, Botswana, coming down to South Africa, Lebonebo, Lesotho. Now I just wanted to find out how true is that, whereby Botswana, who would be proudly saying, Naki Botswana gets a Botswana, but the originations say something different. I'll listen on the radio.
Okay, we've got you on the radio, Stuart. Listen in. Dr. Letswalo?
Yeah, as I was going through literature trying to answer supposed question, I came across information stating that the Basotho originated, not necessarily originated from Africa, but the literature that I came across said that they can trace Basotho from Central Africa, and Tanzania was one of the countries that was mentioned as they were moving down south. So I think it might be true that they came from there, because literature shows that there are traces of Basotho from Central Africa.
Okay, let me go to. Do I say poise or boys?
Boy.
Boys.
P-O-Y-S. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm listening to that gentleman there. It's not all the baby. Because when Skukune ran away from Botswana.
Wait, boys, just say it's not all the babies who did what?
Not all the babies are related to Bahurutse and the. You know, I'll say the Tswanas, you see. It's only the Skukune Pedis. Only the Skukune Pedis, because the trainees have been there before the Skukune came to Limpopo.
Yeah.
So it's only the skukune. That's why they called them the skukune, because when they arrived there, they ran away from Botswana to Bapedi. And the Bapedi gave them a place, skukune.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why they called them skukune.
Okay.
Because they were skukune.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Boys, thank you. Let me take Tebogo. Tebogo, good morning.
Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Thank you, my brother, man. I would like to ask the relationship between the kings now. I'm talking about King Moshoeshoe, King Skukune, and I don't know the King Yabatswana, however. How did they get about, separating and the relationship there of how was the relationship back in the days? What does history say about it? Because as I understand, they were fleeing some wars at some countries or whatever the case may be, or from the Great Lakes. It's the first time that I hear from the Great Lakes. But how was the relationship between the kings or the chiefs at the time?
Okay. Thank you, Tebogo. Dr. Letswalo, any response to those calls?
Let me start with boys.
Yeah.
What we learn is that from the Bahuruti and Bafokeng, a great lot of slang came from there. Because when we talk about Chief Thulani, Chief Tabani, who is a descendant of Bahuruti,
yes,
and Matulari, who is a daughter of Bafokeng, they had five sons. So those sons had their own slang. So, and one of those clans was Bapedi. So we from this relationship of Bahuruti and Bafokeng, we have Bakwena, Basia, Batrokwa, Bataung, and Bapedi. So, and now we are only focusing on one marriage, one relationship between these two. So there were other marriages that might have brought about those who are Baluvedu and the others. So because I'm not a historian, yeah, I did not go that far.
Yeah.
But then we are not saying that all Bapedi, and when we are using Bapedi, now we are not only referring to the ones who are from Kaskukun.
Mm.
We are referring to everyone who speaks the official language. Sipedi.
Yes.
And then the relationship about the kings, I'm not particularly sure, but what I know is that King Moshoeshoe, after when the Sotho's who were in Botswana decided to move down to an area which is now called Free State, they then they started to embrace the name Basotho, which was from the color brown. So they started to embrace that name and started calling themselves Basotho. That's why now their language is named Sesotho, and our language is Sepedi, and the other language is Setswana. So Moshoeshoe was the one who made sure that he embraces the name and refers to his nation as Basotho. But as the relationship amongst the kings, the Basotho one, the Setswana and Bapedi kings, I am not aware of that relationship.
Okay, let me just take Billy. Billy, it seems as if you might have something on the kings.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Look, this thing of Bapedi, that the Kukuni from somewhere else, Kukuni, what? Bapedi, give us one of Abatala. Give us one of Tulare. Tulare can take us Kukuni. So there can't be Kukuni anywhere else. Bapedi, give us one. Abatala. That's what I want to explain.
Yeah, okay, Billy. Thank you very much for making that intervention there for us. Of course, 0861-987-000. We literally have 2 minutes with Dr. Litswalo as we wrap up this conversation and series on CPD. Dr. Litswalo, no doubt, I mean, a lot of work in any language continues to be done, even the English language itself, which we take for granted as a developed language. Many people are still trying to understand some issues. You've spoken about your work on gender and language. What other areas of the CPD language that interest you and you might be working on?
Yeah, before that, just to emphasize the point from Billy, Tulare. Tulare is the son. When we are saying that Chief Tabani married Matulare,
yes.
Matulare means mother of Tulare.
Okay.
So Tulare is one of the sons that came from Bahuruzi and Babafuke. Mm-hmm. So that's why I giggled a bit when they were saying they were cooking from.
Yes.
They were cooking from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The one of the areas of interest is it's more in social linguistics, looking at how this dialect of Sepedi came to be and how we can harmonize the dialect so that people don't feel that they are not represented in the language themselves. So going around gathering corpus, integrating the dialect that seems as if they are marginalized into what we term an official language is one of the works that I think is very important, because as we started on the first language corner,
yeah,
we said that many people do not identify themselves as Vapedi, because they are saying they do not speak this language as this language is spoken in.
Absolutely.
In Raskukun. So, yeah, we are working in that area to make sure that terminology from all these dialects is included in the official language so that everyone feels included in the official language and they are proud to identify with the language that is being spoken.
Dr. Litswalo, we will definitely be following up on that work. Kia lebuga kudu for your time these past few weeks and taking us through CPD. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am sincerely indebted to you.
And all the best on the upcoming language corners. I'll be keeping an ear to learn a thing or two from other languages.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Nabiadi Litswalo, linguist at the University of South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.